Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 150. In mercy, in goodness, how great is our King. Our tribute, thanksgiving, with glad hearts we bring. Thou art the renewer, the ancient of days, who givest for mourning the garment of praise. Hymn number 150. Sylvia from Australia will read from the scriptures.
Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Hebrews. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Deuteronomy. O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One,
thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 182. Make channels for the streams of love, where they may broadly run, and love has overflowing streams to fill them, every one. Hymn number 182. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin our Sundays here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other subjects that need to be brought up, and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m. And that Sunday school is for children everywhere. Many of our students don't live in the area, but they attend via telephone. Our Sunday school has a dedicated teleconference number just for the Sunday school. So if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call the church. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services and meetings, we do have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you can come, bring your whole family. We have a couple of things going on soon. We are going to have our next corporate meeting of the membership of this church this coming Thursday, September 18, at 8 p.m. For members, if you cannot attend in person, you will be able to attend via the church teleconference number. And that is the meeting of the membership this Thursday, September 18, at 8 p.m. East Coast time. And we're also going to start off the new Bible study season on Saturday, October 4, at 10 a.m. The Bible study questions will be on our website soon. So mark your calendars and join us. Again, that'll be available via the church teleconference number if you cannot attend in person. Saturday, October 4, 10 a.m. Our mission is carried on to a large extent through our many websites. I think we are up to 21 websites now in 21 different languages, where each website contains the very finest of Christian Science literature. And everything that's provided on our websites is free of charge. Freely we have received, and freely we give. And we are very grateful for those of you who have found one or more of our websites, who have found our church, who have found the healing power of Christian Science. And I'd like to point out an excellent article now that's featured on our English language website entitled A Treatment for Supply by Mary Baker Eddy. Very timely and very excellent article. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Michael from California.
Science and Health, page 694. An expression of loving gratitude. In the spring of 1893, while studying for the ministry, Science and Health was placed in my hands, and the truth contained therein at once became to me the pearl of great price. I literally devoured the book, reading it about 18 hours a day. Its originality was startling, upsetting my preconceived opinions of God, man, and creation. Two sentences especially appeal to me. Quote, "The foundation of mortal discord is a false sense of man's origin," unquote, page 262. And, quote, "For right reasoning, there should be but one fact before the thought, namely, spiritual existence," end quote, page 492. I had found the keynote to the science of being as taught in this marvelous book, and persevered until a glimpse of the new heavens and new earth came, for the old were passing away. With this spiritual lifting came also physical health. All my life had been spent in semi-invalidism, and I seemed destined to a life of suffering. In 3 weeks after beginning Science and Health, to my joyful surprise, I found myself a well man, sound physically and uplifted spiritually. Life was being lived from a new basis. The old things of personal sense were passing away, and all things becoming new. I learned that the infinite good is the one friend upon whom we can call at all times, an all-powerful, ever-present help in every time of trouble. That his children are really governed in peace and harmony by spiritual law, and as the right understanding of it is gained, the other things soon follow, bringing a peace the human concept can never know. For the last 12 years, my whole time has been devoted to Christian Science practice, and I have seen nearly every so-called incurable disease healed by its beneficent influence. God bless our dear leader. She has set before us an open door which no man can shut, and it is but a question of time when the world will know her better and love her more. EEN, Washington, D.C.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import, and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 22 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Substance. The golden text, Ephesians. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." The responsive reading, Philippians. "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before,
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus."
Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing.
For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Lenny from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible, Matthew. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them. Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet I will never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he hath spoken blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, he is guilty of death. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betwayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. 1 Peter. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Acts. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, and they laid hands on them. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth, and the sea, and all that in them is. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. And Joseph, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. Hebrews. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Bruce will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Substance is that which is eternal and incapable of discord and decay. Truth, life, and love are substance, as the scriptures use this word in Hebrews, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In Christian Science, substance is understood to be spirit. While the opponents of Christian Science believe substance to be matter, they think of matter as something, and almost the only thing, and of the things which pertain to spirit as next to nothing, or as very far removed from daily experience. Christian Science takes exactly the opposite view. The disciples apprehended their master better than did others, but they did not comprehend all that he said and did, or they would not have questioned him so often. Jesus patiently persisted in teaching and demonstrating the truth of being. His students saw this power of truth heal the sick, cast out evil, raise the dead. But the ultimate of this wonderful work was not spiritually discerned, even by them, until after the crucifixion, when their immaculate teacher stood before them, the victor over sickness, sin, disease, death, and the grave. When first spoken in any age, truth, like the light, shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. A false sense of life, substance, and mind hides the divine possibilities and conceals scientific demonstration. The magnitude of Jesus' work, his material disappearance before their eyes, and his reappearance, all enabled the disciples to understand what Jesus had said. Heretofore, they had only believed. Now they understood. The advent of this understanding is what is meant by the descent of the Holy Ghost, that influx of divine science which so illuminated the Pentecostal day and is now repeating its ancient history. Jesus' last proof was the highest, the most convincing, the most profitable to his students. Absorbed in material selfhood, we discern and reflect but faintly the substance of life or mind. The denial of material selfhood aids the discernment of man's spiritual and eternal individuality and destroys the erroneous knowledge gained from matter or through what are termed the material senses. All nature teaches God's love to man. But man cannot love God supremely and set his whole affections on spiritual things while loving the material or trusting in it more than in the spiritual. Working and praying with true motives, your Father will open the way. Immortal mind heals what eye hath not seen, but the spiritual capacity to apprehend thought and to heal by the truth power is one only as man is found, not in self-righteousness, but reflecting the divine nature. The decisions by vote of church councils as to what should and should not be considered holy writ, the manifest mistakes in the ancient versions, the 30,000 different readings in the Old Testament, and the 300,000 in the New, these facts show how a mortal and material sense stole into the divine record, with its own hue darkening to some extent the inspired pages. But mistakes could neither wholly obscure the divine science of the scriptures, seen from Genesis to Revelation, mar the demonstration of Jesus, nor annul the healing by the prophets, who foresaw that the stone which the builders rejected would become the head of the corner. Spirit blesses man, but man cannot tell whence it cometh. By it the sick are healed, the sorrowing are comforted, and the sinning are reformed. These are the effects of one universal God, the invisible good dwelling in eternal science. All that we term sin, sickness, and death is a mortal belief. We define matter as error because it is the opposite of life, substance, and intelligence. Matter, with its mortality, cannot be substantial if spirit is substantial and eternal. Which ought to be substance to us? The erring, changing, and dying, the mutable and mortal, or the unerring, immutable, and immortal? A little leaven leavens the whole lump. A little understanding of Christian science proves the truth of all that I say of it. Because you cannot walk on the water and raise the dead, you have no right to question the great might of divine science in these directions. Be thankful that Jesus, who was the true demonstrator of science, did these things and left his example for us. In science, we can use only what we understand. We must prove our faith by demonstration. Spirit, life, truth, love combine as one and are the scriptural names for God. All substance, intelligence, wisdom, being, immortality, cause and effect, belong to God. These are His attributes, the eternal manifestations of the infinite divine principle, love. No wisdom is wise but His wisdom. No truth is true. No love is lovely. No life is life but the divine. No good is but the good God bestows. Divine metaphysics, as revealed to spiritual understanding, shows clearly that all is mind, and that mind is God, omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience. That is, all power, all presence, all science. Spirit, the synonym of mind, soul, or God, is the only real substance. The spiritual universe, including individual man, is a compound idea, reflecting the divine substance of spirit.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 160. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. It matters not what be thy lot, so love doth guide. For storm or shine, pure peace is thine, whate'er betide. Hymn number 160. Thank you. Let's now sing hymn number 342. This is the day the Lord hath made. Be glad, give thanks, rejoice. Stand in his holy presence, unafraid. In praise, lift up your voice. All perfect gifts are from above, and all our blessings show the amplitude of God's dear love, which every heart may know. Hymn number 342.
I will read from the Christian Science Textbook. The scientific statement of being on the correlative passages from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter, or its infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Beloved, Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Jude. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Amen.